USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A CDC committee is recommending updated COVID vaccine boosters. The vote passed by a 13-1 margin, with Ohio State Dr. Pablo Sanchez voting no over concern regarding the lack of human data on the updated shots. The CDC giving the approval after the updated boosters were only tested on 8 mice. The updated shots are designed to specifically target the current Omicron subvariants as well as the original virus. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky is expected to sign off soon, with shots beginning after. The 30-year fixed mortgage rate is on the rise once again. It now comes out to an average of 5.6% for the week that ended Thursday. It's a jump of over a tenth of a percent in the last week. This is USA Radio News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code FREE for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code FREE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code FREE for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
Californians are being told not to charge their electric cars just days after regulators voted for a gas car sales ban. Due to excessive heat in the Golden State, officials are asking residents to avoid using large appliances and charging electric vehicles during peak usage hours of 4 p.m. through 9 p.m. The state just announced a plan to ban sales of new gas-powered cars by 2035 in an effort to curb greenhouse gases. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot says the governor of Texas is racist for sending busloads of illegal immigrants to her city. Republican Governor Greg Abbott has been sending illegal immigrants to cities with Democratic mayors, he says, to ease the border emergency in his state. Abbott says he looks forward to seeing Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot welcome illegal immigrants, since Chicago is a sanctuary city. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Over 1,000 Delta Airlines pilots are picketing in front of major airports across the United States in hopes of advancing contract negotiations. Captain Jason Ambrosi with the Airline Pilots Association International is picketing outside Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport, where he talks about the timing of the protests around Labor Day weekend.
Labor Day weekend is about labor. We're organized labor. So timing this going into a holiday weekend where it's busy was essential.
A historic breakthrough on Mars has scientists talking.
The Jet Propulsion Laboratory is reporting the MOXIE experiment on Mars is successfully making oxygen on the red planet. Day and night and across seasons, the instrument reliably generates breathable oxygen from the red planet's thin atmosphere. Nearly 100 million miles from Earth, an instrument the size of a lunchbox is proving it can reliably do the work of a small tree. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Student test scores in math and reading are plummeting since the coronavirus pandemic. The National Center for Education Statistics reporting reading and math scores for 9-year-olds have both dropped. Reading scores saw the most significant drop since 1990, while math scores fell for the first time ever. The results compare performances from winter of 2020 to winter of this year. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.